The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chewy, did you hook up with Madonna? Wasn't there some you and Madonna thing? I
mean,
I don't think you're in trouble.
It's not trouble enough this
I'm
morning.
Going home. Where's the fire alarm? I'm pulling that sucker. You're an idiot.
I mean, Angie wasn't. Come on. This is decades before Angie. Come on. What? There was some kind of Madonna thing.
Callers, if you could call in and give me an appropriate payback for my boss, it would be deeply appreciated. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stack just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his
mouth. That was fun.
For who?
I'm not sure we'll be
everybody
able to
but you.
Yeah.
Last hour with this hour.
Literally everybody but you.
Yes.
The rest of us are having a good time.
Have you calmed down yet?
Yeah, let's talk Giannis.
He wants to talk about anything.
Yes.
Anything but what we were talking about with Craig. We were talking about Giannis a few minutes before, talking about how he had 20 of his 54 points in the fourth quarter last night in a 106-105 win Thursday at Fiserv Forum. And that game started at 9:20, 9:40, 9.
So
anything after 9 is not good for me.
Yeah, I believe it was originally scheduled to tip at 9:10, then got slid to 9:15, eventually tipped at 9:20.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has at least 50 points in his last 11 games. In three of his last 11 games, skipped right over the important detail, which was that it is three of the last 11 games. And yet, Ashley mentioned it this morning, it doesn't feel like he is getting enough love from the league for these performances he has put together when it comes to the MVP race. Craig mentioned it a few moments ago, and if you missed any of that appearance, you can, of course, find it on Wisconsin On Demand. And we do encourage you to do that, as he narked out his buddy Mark Chamora in the last 30 seconds of that segment. But I digress. Is it fatigue? Is it Giannis fatigue? Because couldn't you make the argument that there's a fatigue with some of the other guys whose names have been in the mix for the MVP over the last few seasons? Maybe even some who have won it. Oh, I don't know. Back to back?
Yeah, I think there's probably some with Jokic, but then that still leaves Luka Doncic, and that leaves
Joel
Embiid and Jason Tatum. Like, they're
it's way
this
too
is
early,
a,
right?
There's 30-ish games left in the season. We're starting to close in on crunch time.
All-star break next week-ish, right?
Wow, they
yeah,
really
2 weeks. Trade deadline's next week.
Okay, so I guess it is crunch time.
But I mean, again, so much can change in those 30 games.
But didn't he make a huge push last year at the end of the season and almost... He got into the conversation where he wasn't early in the year.
But he had no chance at winning it.
He still brought it back to, like, what did he finish, third?
Maybe. Sure.
Second or third. Seems like you don't really care.
I really don't care about MVPs. The only thing at the end of the
day... In basketball or in general?
It's great if your guy wins them. So, like, the fact that Aaron Rodgers is four is awesome. The fact that Giannis went back-to-back MVPs is cool. But ultimately, the only thing that matters for you as a fan is if they're playing at that MVP level. Like, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers won the MVP in 2022, but if he was playing like an MVP, that's great. He didn't play like an MVP. Packers sucked. If Giannis doesn't play like an MVP, that means the Bucks are going to suck.
Chance, yeah.
So the fact that he's playing like an MVP, they're starting to get healthy. It looks like some things are starting to come together for the team. That's what's exciting to me about the Bucks over the course of the next 2.5 months.
So next week after the Super Bowl or a week and a half from now, is it time to start watching? Because we have this discussion every year, right? When do we start watching?
Well, okay.
Because I got power rankings in front of me.
So it all depends upon if you're going to. So I've watched a bunch of games. But a lot of the games just don't matter. Like, I went to, in person, I saw the Bucks play the Lakers in early December. It was a fun game. Bucks ultimately lost, but I wasn't walking away from that game being, oh man, the Bucks are screwed. They just lost to LeBron and AD and the Lakers. Like, it was just a fun basketball game to watch.
All right. We'll do power rankings five up. Who do you think five is?
Okay.
Because I haven't watched a lick. I followed it some, but I haven't.
No, you haven't.
You're right. I tried lying.
I will say the Memphis Grizzlies are 5.
Jen, are you dialed in?
Not
NBA?
Really. Probably more so in college basketball right now, just because I've got the Marquette show.
Yeah. Memphis is 5. 4?
I will say Philly.
Denver is 4.
Oh, okay. I thought Denver would be 3. So Philly's 3?
The Bucks are 3.
Oh, then Philly, then Boston.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, the top
Boston
of the...
Is Boston that good?
Well, but again,
they've
the
best record in the NBA.
But again, barely, right?
Like 36-15, the Celtics. Bucks are 33-17. Sixers are 32-17.
2 days ago, yeah. This is the ESPN power rankings from a couple of days ago. But the point remains that they're all kind of within a couple of games of each other.
Yeah.
All of the top 5 teams here. Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know, the NBA feels, for me, it feels like, okay, the first 30 or 40 games are preseason NFL football.
Sure. Well, especially because after the trade deadline, and then you can really start to, like, if the Bucks add Jay Crowder, then it's worth kind of paying attention to see what the rotation might look like, the different kind of defensive rotations and switches and the things that they're going to do with him on defense, then that's worth paying attention to.
I'm trying to think, though, if there's anything the league could do to incentivize teams to perform better during the regular season. They just added the trophy. They just added, you know, whoever has the best record. But to me, that's pretty meaningless. You can't convince me. Yeah, right? Like,
yeah, it means nothing.
You know, it'd be like them handing out a trophy for like, hey, who can have the best first hour of their radio show? Like, okay, cool, we'll try. We'll, you know, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter at all.
But I mean, these teams still aren't going to try. If they want to rest their... Ultimately, they're playing for the Larry O'Brien, not whatever trophy you just created and are going to try to make mean something.
The Maurice...
But
Podoloff?
Sure.
Podoloff?
But looking...
Congrats to Maurice.
Looking at these power rankings...
Crazy old Maurice.
It is really East heavy. East heavy.
With the Beauty and the Beast drop.
What are we laughing at?
Don't worry about it.
Although he is Gaston.
Who?
He is, yes.
Actually does work.
I've never seen it. I'm lost at you.
Little town.
Not anymore. I'm dead.
Well, he dies at the end of the movie, too.
There you have it.
Spoiler alert. God.
Doesn't make it either, buddy. He falls off of the giant tower, so.
The movie's older than you are. You don't deserve a spoiler alert.
Oh, that's Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Rude.
Like you're going to watch it.
I might one day.
It took you a month to watch Menu. After I gave it a ringing endorsement.
And you forgot about the spoilers that Jen provided for that, too.
That's true.
But remind everybody how you felt about watching The Menu.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm never going to watch it again, I don't think.
Why? You didn't like the cooking part of it?
No, I did, but I could just... That's not...
Yeah. I mean, they mix in that they kill everyone. I mean, that does...
Spoiler.
Oh, I spoiled the movie.
No, Jen, you're off the hook. You're off the hook.
That's what that means?
What? Yes.
When you guys would say spoil alert, I'd be like,
you don't know what that means?
Are you the only human in the history of the world who doesn't know what
I'm
spoiler
an idiot.
Alert means?
I really.
That's a poll.
So when I say something about the movie,
yes. Before you
I'm
say
spoiling
it
for people who haven't watched the movie, and that's the spoiler alert?
It's a very simple concept.
Yeah, so before you say anything that might ruin the movie, you say spoiler alert. So that way, if somebody who hasn't seen the movie wants it, they can either turn down the radio, or if you're having, you know, a human interaction with someone, you say spoiler alert, and then they tell you whether or not they want you to spill the beans on the movie because they may want to go watch it.
That makes sense now. I get it.
Yeah, I put that on the poll. If that's under 99%, like, that's ridiculous.
You're like a combination of Gaston and Kramer. You're a pod.
All right, I won't alert the spoils anymore.
So let me get this straight. So you eat the 5 dozen eggs, but you make them in the shower? Is that how that works?
Pretty much. She's trying to
figure out. I can't check because we're not allowed to look at gambling sites
here.
Yes,
you are.
So can you tell me, can you pull up what the odds are for Giannis right now to win the MVP versus the odds for the odds for the Bucks to win the whole thing? And I want to know which one you would rather take. Sorry, this is involved.
Gabe, I'll take one. What do you want? Which one do you want? I'll grab the other.
I've got NBA MVP odds.
All right, I got finals odds. Guys should probably be talking while we do this.
Anything? Yeah, right. I can't find anything.
Taking a little break.
All right, so back to what I said, Gabe. It's very East heavy. You got the Celtics at 1, Philly 2, Bucks 3. Then you got Memphis 5. You have Brooklyn 6. You have Cleveland 7. You have Miami 8.
Yeah.
And the next West Coast team is Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento's been playing some fun basketball. Again, I know, they play on the West Coast. But yeah,
does this concern you about the Bucks? That
I mean, the West
the
is...
The first round, second round is going to be a little bit of a grind?
So the West seems a little more watered down. The Heat aren't actually a good team this year, nor are the Cavaliers. Really, it's the top three teams. So
wait a minute, and you're basing that on what you've seen on the court so far?
Correct, yes.
And is that a fair, pool of evidence... Since we do think that teams kind of dog it through the regular season and then try to turn it on towards the end of the regular season in order to make a playoff push.
Yeah, because teams will still turn it on for big games. You know, like we've seen the Bucks, you know, kind of be able to hit a different gear depending upon the night. Like it's not happening. Like it happened last night when they were taking on the Clippers. The thing about the West is they got some teams that are kind of laying in the weeds. Like nobody can figure out why the Golden State Warriors are one of the best teams in the league at home, and yet they stink on the road. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, they're splits. It's stupid. But they still have a really good team, and you face them in the finals. But in the East, the three teams I'm concerned about, the three teams I believe can actually have a chance at winning it all, are the Celtics, Bucks, and Sixers. So if you can get the one seed and only have to play one of those teams, that to me is actually a huge advantage.
And what did you find for the odds as far as Giannis right now? If I wanted to take $100, would it be better to put $100 on Giannis winning the MVP or the Bucks winning the title?
So as of right now, Jokic is the betting favorite for MVP once again. He's -120, so you'd have to bet $120 to win $100. Joel Embiid is second at +275, meaning you place a $100 bet, you would win $275 if he wins. Luka is at +600, Giannis fourth at +800. So there's some decent value right now.
Okay,
on
so +800 for Giannis to win the MVP. And Ashley, you were looking up the odds for the Bucks to win the title right now. What are those?
According to BetMGM, the Bucks are +600 to win the title, right behind the Boston Celtics, who are +400, and they are tied with the Brooklyn Nets.
So you have better odds for the Bucks to win the title than for Giannis to win the MVP?
Yeah, barely, but yeah, you do have better odds.
And just to be clear, you guys want me to bet on both of those, correct?
I would like you to bet on
I want you to bet on Jokic to win the MVP. If you want to spread the money around, maybe a little bit of Boston, maybe a little bit of Denver on who's going to win the title, that's what I would prefer.
And why is that, Gabe? Why should
Because
I
you're the ultimate jinx.
Oh.
Has not won a single bet she's ever placed on the Bucks.
Not one.
So what are we going to do when it comes time to bet?
Yeah.
And also
walk away from the kiosk.
Please, just we can be your support team here. Just anytime you're going to make a bet, just shoot us a text. Be like, I'm thinking about this, and we can all reply. Please don't.
I know Scalzo and Brust are on their way to Vegas. You didn't ask them to place any bets for you, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
And I was thinking about maybe as we were having this conversation, but I'll go ahead and hold off for the sake of the squad. How's that? Look at that. Look at me being altruistic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why are they going to Vegas? For the Pro Bowl?
No, they had a trip through Bud Light that they planned, like a listener trip where they got to go.
Okay.
Would we ever do something like that? Would we ever do a hangover?
We're gonna talk about it at 9 o'clock.
Hangover type show?
To Vegas? Better places to go to Vegas.
Where would you, if you got to do a listener trip, where would you plan us to go to? Where it's the four of us and let's say one or two listeners.
Europe?
Chewie's abandoning the trip.
Yeah. Second place,
he's
aside
sabotaging
from Europe.
It from the jump. The moon. I'd like to go to the moon. Can you make
I saw this guy.
You know, I just saw the Martian. Mars seems interesting.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. But when we come back, we are going to be joined by two very cool people. You have probably seen this story go viral. A Wisconsin dad who makes a list of topics to talk to his buddies about at the bar. We are going to talk to him and his daughter who made his story go viral right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
It's time to stop in. Visit my friends at Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh in Milwaukee. I'm going to be out towards that area later today. Yeah, coming off the soft food diet, you bet I'm going to be stopping by at Bunzel's. Absolutely loading up. This week, you can pick up lean and tender beef stew meat at just $6.99 a pound. They have stuffed mushroom caps, which Italian sausage, crab, and shrimp. You've got the opportunity to choose. That's $6.89 a pound. USDA choice ribeyes, boneless or bone-in, $19.99 a pound. Yep, I'm going to pick up a couple of those. Homemade Al Capone chops. Going to get these for my dad. Loves pork chops. Two pork chops with Italian sausage, red onion, provolone, hard salami, and black olives, just $6.99 a pound. And Bunzel's own homemade Reuben brat, which is pork, corned beef, Swiss, kraut, Thousand Island dressing, all in one brat. That's just $5.99 a pound. It's Bunzel's 90th and Burleigh in Milwaukee. You're not going to regret it. This is where you need to go. Just go to their website at Bunzel's.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint... It used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You have probably seen this story floating around on social media. It is of a gentleman who sends out a list of conversation topics to his buddies before they get together at the bar each and every week. Well, we are so pleased to be joined by Riley Enright and his daughter Mackenzie Enright this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Riley, you are the gentleman who sends out this list to your pals before you guys go out to the bars. Mackenzie, you posted it on your social media, and of course it blew up. We saw that there were a bunch of national shows that picked up on it and thought it was just the most adorable thing. So Riley, I'm going to start with you on this one. Where did you get the idea to put together this list of topics for you and your pals to discuss when you go to the bar every week?
Well, it actually started with getting together at the bar, and then we found that we were going down rabbit holes that we didn't really want to go down to during COVID time. So what we decided was sports, different things like that have to be more interesting. So a buddy of mine, who's one of the board members, as we call him, Laird, decided let's put an agenda together. And that's how it all started.
So Riley, does it ever get heated with your buddies? Does it ever get a little too, hey, we got to calm down a little bit?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have been, one, told to calm down, and actually also we do that among each other as well.
Mackenzie, have you tried to get your dad into 2023? I mean, printing it off and handing it all, you know, that seems that, you know, it's a little old school. Have you ever showed him how to use, like, the Notes app on his phone, and then he could just text that out to his buddies?
Oh, I have shown him so many ways to do this digitally.
Gabe, I have the memory of a goldfish, all right? So that's my problem.
Is that good or bad?
Not good. Not good.
So, Riley, we've seen a couple of pictures here. We've seen a couple of pictures here, you know, on these viral posts that went out on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot. And so one of them said, Jordan Love, World Cup, China and Russia, after Christmas party with the boys, general discussion. And then there was another one that said, the latest Aaron Rodgers saga. And that's where I thought, wait a minute. Is this guy a Packers fan? Is this guy in Wisconsin? Tell the people where you are located and where you and your buddies get together each and every week.
Oh, absolutely. I'm located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I grew up in Green Bay. So for a good portion of my life, I lived in Green Bay. And where our buddies get together is a sports bar called Bullwinkle's in Brookfield. And they've got like 30-some TVs, so anywhere we go, we can see sports.
So, Mackenzie, did this just morph from the dinner table? I mean, would your dad do this to you growing up as a kid, and you kind of roll your eyes and go, here we go, but you kids all grew up, and now dad's got to take it with his buddies to the bar?
You know what? I was just talking to someone yesterday. There are so many comments that say, like, this man is the level of organized that I will never be, which is hilarious because this is exclusively the thing he has organized about.
This is the only thing. This is the only thing.
She doesn't lie. She doesn't lie at all.
So, Riley, have you ever had special guests come into the group? Like, do you bring Mackenzie in? Do you bring anybody in from the outside? Or is it the same group of guys every week?
Oh, no, absolutely. We have guest speakers. Mackenzie happened to be our guest speaker that day. And we generally, one of our requirements is you have to add something to the group, and we do like visual aids. And I'm sorry again, they usually are not electronic. So,
We are joined this morning by Riley Enright and Mackenzie Enright. Riley's conversations and his sheets that detail the topics for his chats with his pals at the bars have gone viral on social media. The Today Show even picking it up. I know you guys have had some interviews and whatnot, and you guys happen to be located. I know, Mackenzie, you're in L.A., but Riley, you and your pals are in Brookfield, Wisconsin, which we picked up on when we saw that y'all were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the ongoing saga. On our show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee, we call it the Green Bays of our lives. What conclusions, Riley, have you and your pals come to about the situation with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers?
Well, as with everybody, none yet. the fact of the matter is that we do have some different points of view. Some are, hey, it would be great to see Jordan Love. My point of view is actually, I certainly would love to see Jordan Love, but I wouldn't mind seeing him in 2024 because I still think Aaron Rodgers has a lot left in him. I just wish he would go about it, or I don't know who, he or someone would go about it a little differently.
So, Riley, are these just your buddies I'm talking? Are these just Packer fans, or are there some Bears fans and maybe some Vikings fans sprinkled in?
Oh, Chewy, no. I'm sorry. There are no Bears fans. There certainly are no Vikings fans.
That's what I wanted to hear.
No. No, I said we're buddies. No, it's all Packer fans.
Mackenzie, when you were the special guest speaker, what did you add? What was the topic that you added? And what takes did you bring that kind of blew all the old guys' minds?
You know what? I'm trying to remember. Dad, do you know what I added?
Yes. You added your perspective because you and I have been going to Packer games since you were little. And what she added was really the discussions of us being at the Packer games and kind of, one, the crowd, and two, the people we've seen. In fact, Kenzie had mentioned, which is true, she's never seen a quarterback that's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's crazy.
Yes, and I'm not willing to give that up just yet.
So Kenzie's all in on Aaron Rodgers sticking around for another season. We're talking to Kenzie Enright and Riley Enright. Kenzie, it was your post, though, that went viral. Did you have any idea that when you posted these lists that your dad brings to his chats with his buddies at the bar on Fridays, that people would like appreciate it as much as they did, that they would love it as much as they did, that the Today Show would be talking about your dad?
No, I have no idea. Honestly, when I tweeted it, I thought just maybe it'll make like 10 people that I know laugh. Because if anyone knows my dad, they know that that's just a very him, but he does it in a very Riley way. So I had no idea. And now we've gotten people, I mean, there are times that we've gotten comments and like, I've teared up. People are, you know, saying they've lost family members and that it reminds them of their family or that they feel like they're part of the crew. And that's, I never expected that coming out of tweeting just a sort of joke about my dad and his buddies.
So Riley, I don't want to date you here. favorite era, Lombardi era, Holmgren era, McCarthy / LaFleur era.
I noticed there was no Sherman era there. They're just
we're gonna blow past
just skip no right
we kind of skipped over the 80s too.
Yeah, there's no strike year eras. There's actually I would say the Lombardi era I was alive for, but young. I'd say the Holmgren era was probably my favorite. Absolutely.
It was mine too.
It was something that, Chewy, I think you're part of why the Holmgren era was my favorite.
Oh, that's so nice.
But, he can come on true. Anytime he wants.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not trying to blow sunshine, I'll tell you what, you were like the first real big tight end that, you know, you and a couple that really set the stage for what's going on now.
Getting a lot of eye rolling here.
His ego's big enough. We're gonna have a hard time. Gonna have a hard time getting Chewy's head in the door tomorrow.
Now this Bullwinkles. This isn't the old Bullwinkles. This is a new one because Joe Panos, who I'm sure you know, dad owned the old one, and it's moved.
Yes.
Correct.
It did. Correct. It moved right behind Cops Custard in Brookfield, okay. And it's really a different look. But yes, as a matter of fact, now the nephews own it, and of George, the former owner. And we were shut down for a couple months. We had to go while they were moving. We had to go to a different bar for a couple months.
Riley, how long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, I would say certainly 3.5. With an agenda, probably two, and that might go back to something that was said earlier. We don't want to be dated, but we had to have an agenda to keep us on task.
Wait, so are you the one? Are you solely responsible for putting the agenda together?
I put it together, but there's the help of the other three guys that are part of what we call the board. So it's a board meeting. We meet every Friday at 4 o'clock at Bullwinkle's, but it is the, I put out every Thursday, I'd say, boys, tell me what your agenda items are. Please get them to me by Friday afternoon at noon. And we'll be all set for four. But the agenda was certainly not my idea. It was somebody else's, but well grabbed onto.
I have no doubt that you guys are more organized with your board meetings on Fridays at Bullwinkle's than we are here at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 on ESPN Milwaukee. I want to go through this last list that we did see. It said NFL playoffs, the never-ending Aaron Rodgers saga, using an agenda on a date really has happened, feedback on bourbon tasting event, new trolling motor and locator, Bud versus Bud Light, and general discussion. Where did y'all come down on the Bud versus Bud Light debate?
It came down on Bud Light now, but when we started drinking at a certain time of our life, Bud Light didn't exist. And so we were drinking Budweiser. Now what we say is the Budweiser is for a couple. The Bud Light's for more than a couple. And we have an affinity for Bud Light and Budweiser because my college roommate own an Anheuser-Busch distributorship.
Well, our friends over on Scalzo and Brust, who are presented by Bud Light, will appreciate that take from you, Riley. Guys, we cannot we cannot thank you enough for joining us this morning as your agendas for your Friday get-togethers have gone viral, being picked up by the Today Show and the like. Mackenzie Enright, Riley Enright, thanks for joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
Just so cool that he's in Brookfield, Wisconsin, hanging out at one of the bars down the street. Like, I love that aspect of it, and it's great to talk to somebody in our neighborhood. And I love that Kenzie was like, the only reason that I would ever go viral in my entire life, of course, would be because of something my dad did. Just really cool to chat with those two. Okay, guys, it is your cue to call now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Each and every Friday, we play the Week in Re-Chew. And we need callers. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776 to get in on the Week in Re-Chew right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months?
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hear Mackenzie and Riley's conversation with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You can, of course, find it on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcast. I listen to the old Apple podcast when I listen back to the show or when I want to listen to any of the ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee, other shows. Our pal Scalzo and Brust, I think, successfully made it to O'Hare Airport. I got a text from Benny Brust saying they made it and that they were there way too early.
Why are they going out of O'Hare?
Maybe it's a direct.
You can get direct from Southwest.
I don't know. I didn't ask those questions. The good news is they made it there, and they had plenty of time to spare. We have the Week in Re-Chew right now. Sounds like we got a couple of callers on the line. Hi, Ashy?
Yep, we do. We've got Jared in the east side of Milwaukee. He has the over 2.5, and Darren in Sheboygan is taking the under 2.5.
A lot of confidence in the big guy with the five questions this week. He did win last week. So he's going to see if we can get Chewy on a roll.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Re-Chew.
Feeling confident?
No.
Feeling good?
Nope.
Still a little rattled, distracted,
a little anxious.
That your wife may be texting?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Why is there a bead of sweat rolling down your face right now?
Because it's hot in here.
All right.
Okay, Nelly.
He's in the pressure cooker. Question number one. What is the artist and song we were talking about when you said this.
By the way,
I wrecked a lot of socks to that video. I have no, that's way too hard to start it out, Ashton.
No,
it was yesterday
not.
And the open today, and we talked about it again today.
You want to hear the clip again?
Does it have to...
Artist and song when you said this.
By the way,
I wrecked
banger.
A lot of socks to that video.
Come on, video. You got this, big guy.
The video? I thought you said a song.
It is a song.
It's a,
music
video.
I have no idea.
God, come on.
Whitesnake, here I go again.
Tawny Katane.
Thank you.
I just needed a little help.
Because we were talking about Punxsutawney Phil.
There should be a phone a friend.
Who would you call?
Blammer.
Does he listen every day?
No.
He just knows you that well.
No.
No.
I think he just wants to get Blammer on the show.
He's very entertaining. I mean, he's...
That's why you hang out with him.
All right, 0 for 1. Question number 2. What movie were we talking about here that prompted your understandable admission?
I love happy endings.
What movie were we talking about that prompted your understandable admission? I did not think this was going to be really.
Yesterday was what? Come on, you got this. You got this.
You just gave him.
I didn't. Yesterday we were talking about movies. Why would we have been talking about?
Oh,
movies?
Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
Those are straight up hints.
Those are 100% hints. Just
hold.
Can you turn off her microphone?
Yeah, I'm not counting that.
I mean, he can hear me. I can talk loud enough.
What? But what does that have to do with a happy ending?
Because I said that you don't. Most comedies have a happy ending, and you don't like happy endings.
I don't want to count that.
Yes,
should we count that?
I didn't give him the answer.
I don't think it should count.
I don't think it should count. You said yesterday. Yesterday was a literal day and
that doesn't
matter.
You told him the previous one we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I
that's all I was saying.
But you said
that's a different.
You
type
said
of
why
hint.
Would we be talking about movies yesterday?
And I also and gave my hint after
the
he
answer
said
could
remember.
Be it was Thursday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We always talk
well,
about
we'll
movies.
We'll see how the rest of this comes out. But I'm certain
this
it.
Feels
I
a little,
it's under protest.
This feels
protest.
A little tainted.
Just trying to help you out over here, buddy.
I know.
Get you the first one.
All right, question number 3. We start with the audio first.
Can I ask you a question,
please?
I don't want to offend anyone. Are Canadians generally just kind of flat and blah?
What's the name of the TV show we were talking about when you asked that question?
Yukon Gold.
Hey, there we go.
Now, I know a handful of Canadians. They're just, they don't seem to be as excitable as us idiots to the south. Am I right? You know any? You have any friends?
Celine Dion.
You and Celine are friends.
He said, "Do you know anybody?" And then
no,
he added the friend
she
thing
never
already...
called me. All right, let's not go down that path.
Sandra Bullock, isn't she Canadian?
Eh?
I don't know. Maybe she just played.
They're
a Canadian.
Very nice.
Actually,
they're just,
yeah, she just played a Canadian in The Proposal.
Because Ryan great Reynolds movie. Is Canadian, right?
It's a great movie.
Yes, and he seems lovely. I mean, he looks lovely. I mean,
maybe it's the show. It's just so depressing, but I love it. Yukon Gold.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our show.
No, this isn't. I wouldn't use the word depressing.
All right, we go on to question number 4. What is the saying that you were trying to relay to us here?
So I'm going to lead you to the horse, but not make you drink. Or
you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Hey!
I'm shocked.
So this guy.
Where am I at right now?
So you've answered two. So there's one under protest.
Yeah.
If you answer this next one correctly,
over automatically,
then
doesn't
then
even matter.
Doesn't even matter with what happened to question
think
number
that
two.
I was assisting him there's or nothing. Something just ridiculous.
Is this number
like
5?
This is number 5. Yeah. If you get this right, doesn't matter that Jen tried to cheat.
All
why
right.
do you always try to cheat during our games?
I wasn't trying to cheat.
We try to
guide and encourage our friend
we
and
have
teammate.
Rules.
We try to have fun on the show with these games. You just insist on cheating like you're Roger Clemens or something.
That's okay. I
Rocket.
There is worse company that I could be included in.
All right, Coach, you ready?
Yeah.
Who is the NFL coach we were talking about when you made this claim? Why do you work?
Because I'm thinking of double dipping, but I don't know how.
Oh, man.
What coach?
What NFL coach are we talking about? Man, that's a tough one. That is a tough ender.
Thank you. That's...
Can I hear the clip one more time?
You may. Thank you for asking.
Why do you work?
Because I'm thinking of double dipping, but I don't know how. What the hell am I talking about?
Double dipping.
How would I double dip? She's
how would a coach double dip, Chew?
Well, he'd get paid from one job while taking another.
Would you scroll down over there? I am going to have to kick you out of the room.
Sean Hackett. Sean Hackett. John Hackett. The Hackett with the Jets.
No. No, I'm not counting that.
I'm not counting that.
That's 200%.
He gave two names that were both,
but he gave the right last name, and you told me on Jeopardy that counts.
If you only give the last name, had he said Hackett, I would have accepted it.
And he said multiple wrong first names.
He decided to be
after being pressured.
He didn't say. He didn't say final answer. He didn't say final answer.
That's not part of this game either.
What's his first name? And then I'll decide maybe if you get this, but probably not. We have 5 seconds.
His dad's name's Paul. He is Tyler?
Two. One.
Why do you always go to Tyler?
You lose. You lose.
You named the apostles here? John, Paul? I don't think Tyler was one of them.
Darren wins. Darren
What's his name? What's his name?
Nathaniel.
Ah, that's my second guess.
That was your fifth guess.
So did I. You lost.
You lost. You lost, but Darren and Sheboygan won. Way to go, Darren. He guessed correctly, but you can't remember Jack.
Or Nathan.
I thought I did pretty good.
I didn't.
Okay.
Jen had to hold your hand and guide you through the hall.
How about the fact that I'm trying to give him assistance, encouragement, and he's like, shut off her mic. Doesn't even know what side of the ledger he's on there. Shut off her mic, Ashy. Trying to help you buffoon.
I know.
Yeah, but you can't think if there are things going on.
If you are looking to start your weekend right, just head to Bubbles and Brunch at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. I talk to you guys about this all the time because this is a way to elevate your brunch experience. Why? They got a local DJ spinning music. That's going to set the mood. They also have, which I love, endless mimosas or mimosa flights. In addition to a culinary team offering up a menu of elevated breakfast dishes. And oh, by the way, have you been to Giggly yet? Coolest spot in the hotel, and that's saying something since they have done a ton of work to make that place cool from top to bottom. So every weekend from 9 to 1, Bubbles and Brunch at St. Kate the Arts Hotel at Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar. It is a brunch that is anything but basic, and if you are wondering how you and your friends can make reservations, just go to their website. Super easy. StKateArts.com. StKateArts.com to make reservations for Bubbles and Brunch at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Experience a brunch that is anything but basic at Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of a right tackle.
I have a question. Yes. I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out.
Some pretty good basketball being played in the city of Milwaukee right now between UWM and Marquette, which has National Marquette Day tomorrow when the Golden Eagles take on Butler. And you've got the Bucks, of course, with a big win last night, 1-point win, and Giannis scoring 50 points for the third time in his last 11 games. What did this tweet say that you just saw, Gabe?
So John Hollinger, you know, famous basketball analyst, just tweeted, watch Bucks Clippers this morning. The have Giannis kick everyone's ass adjustment is a tremendous strategy that more teams should utilize.
I like it. After the game last night, Giannis was, of course, asked about the 50 burger, which I like the idea of a 50 burger, even though it is historically and famously a 50 nugget. When it comes to Giannis Antetokounmpo, but he seems to be distancing himself from the old 50 nugget. Take a listen.
Scoring 50 is fun, though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Last time I went to Chick-fil-A, and I got the nuggets. But now tomorrow, I think I'm going to go to Culver's. You know, I'm going to get 50 cheeseburgers and. I'm going to try to eat as many as I can, and the rest, I have my son eat them, or I give them to my dog.
I'm sure they'll be waiting for that. I remember about a week ago.
Know why I'm going to Culver's? Because Chick-fil-A did not give me no free meals.
I knew there was something behind it.
Still just like a cheap-ass burgers?
I mean, Culver's burgers are big.
No, not the singles.
And they're still pretty big. It's bigger than like a McDonald's single.
I think the four of us could house 50 burgers.
No,
not a chance.
What do you mean not a chance?
No.
Not a chance.
I'm not a big eater. I eat often, but I'm not a big eater. Like a one sitting thing, I could probably three, four.
If he's only doing three or four, we got no chance.
Yeah, we
got
to eat a dozen each.
He's our biggest guy. Yeah, we got to eat a dozen each, and two people got to eat 13.
God, that's a hard
one. Is there a time limit? Because I could eat a couple more, probably 3 hours later.
Yeah, a day. In a day. Could we, the four of us each.
In a
day? Today. 50? Yeah, we could.
12?
We eat three at breakfast, three at. No, we're still short.
Yeah, it's still way short.
Three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, and a snacky snack in between of one. What are we at?
That only gets 11. You, that only gets you
how many 11. Calories? Because I go by cal. I have probably.
Well, he said cheeseburger, so we'd probably have to do the cheeseburger.
So check the calories. I take in probably 2,200 to 2,500 calories a day.
460, it says here.
And I'd have to eat 12?
That's not
butter
that's
burger
not good.
Cheese single. 460.
5,000? No. No way in bleep.
Well, how many people would we need to polish off 50 Culver's cheeseburgers?
I'll take Tausch's show. You know Tausch could house 12.
Yeah, but they only have three. Like, we have the advantage. We have the most people on any show. If we can't do it, nobody can.
But then, so I'm asking you, how many people would it take? Would it take us and Wildy and Tausch and Scalzo 10. And Brust and Homer and Tony?
10 people.
I think, yeah. So doing five each. Seems
five
doable.
Each?
If we got 10 people.
So our show, Wildy and Tausch, Scalzo and Brust.
Homer and Tony.
And Homer, yeah. Then we each only get three or four, three each, basically.
Yeah, if we do it as an ESPN Milwaukee station thing, then we can do it easily.
And see how fast we could do it?
I could do five in a day.
Again, that's not, this we're not out. Doing that anymore. We're workshopping our way through this.
So just all of us sitting here in 50 burgers until they're gone.
Correct. How fast could we do it?
How many people do we?
Just the shows.
No, that's too many people.
Well, Ashy, I think, would be 13. Out because otherwise we'd have to include like Joshy and
six
Chris,
of us?
Right? Like at every
nine?
Producer that does
no,
every
yeah,
show.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, we might
do
need
want,
three
that's
shows.
That's more people.
Yeah, I think we would want more people.
Do you want yours blended or do you want to just eat them?
Gabe, is this helping or hurting that you want a Culver's burger?
I mean, now I'm starting to think of how much time to put yours in the magic bullet.
Yeah, it would take a while.
Whip it into a smoothie. By the way, that sounds disgusting.
That does sound disgusting.
I'll try it.
I never got that. During this 2 weeks, I never got that desperate where I'm like, well, what if I blend just random item, you
no.
know?
You were lucky it was a soft food diet, not
yes,
a liquid
not
diet.
Not a liquid diet. Liquid would be, I mean, I had a smoothie probably every day because my wife makes a smoothie every morning and then she would leave one in the refrigerator for
How
me.
How about a blended lasagna?
Oh, no, because
that actually doesn't sound too
it
bad.
Sounds
it sounds
horrible.
All right. I'm kind
absolutely.
Of with
you. Not, absolutely.
Let me assure you of something.
It sounds worse.
It would be disgusting.
How about chewy? I'd try that. It sounds good.
No, absolutely it does, not. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know what? It would look like what would happen if you accidentally got sick after eating lasagna.
True story.
What kind of lasagna are you making?
I'm just saying, if you got sick, I'm not saying you're going to get sick eating my lasagna.
I love lasagna. Actually, is lasagna soup?
Well, I think that's a good question.
What?
How much would you have to love something in order to be willing to eat it blended?
I'll take ice cream. I'll blend that up.
But cheater. The problem is you have to usually add a liquid element to something. So it's not like you're just taking the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger's not going to liquefy by throwing it in the blender. You have to throw something in there to soften
tablespoon
with
of water.
It. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to do Dr. Pepper and a Culver's burger, yeah.
Like I really like Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken sandwich.
Very good. Good
and
call.
I still don't think that I would be able to put it in a blender and drink it.
With a Diet Coke.
With a Dr. Pepper.
I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think you should try it.
There's got to be a cheeseburger
no,
soup.
I know what's happening right, back Ashley? There, Captain Shart and Farter.
I'll try it, sure.
This does sound like stakes for a bet.
Can
like,
I just,
whenever we come up with a bet, you're going to have to liquefy your favorite fast food burger.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
That sounds great.
Yeah, don't lose
idea.
The bet, then.
Put that down, though.
Yeah.
Idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm really good at not losing bets. I'm certainly not taking the ACT for the show.
Are you going to prep for that?
Not at all. Okay. Not even a little bit. I'll just go in and A. Ooh, B sounds nice now. B, 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 B.
Do you have to go to a high school and do it, or a place where there's a bunch of kids?
I guess we'll figure out the logistics there. Can I tell you something though?
Yeah.
The other day I was having like an adult conversation, which not to be confused with anything we have on this show. I was having an adult conversation, and I wanted to think of the idea of whatever Schadenfreude actually is, and I couldn't find the word.
You couldn't find Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude. I couldn't. Like, I was like, you know, when someone, you know, when they enjoy other people's downfall or misery, you know, that word. And they were like, I don't. And I was like, it's not Schadenfreude, but it sounds like Schadenfreude.
I love when I bring people down to my world.
It's called Schadenfreude. So yes. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tasha's next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you.